Hello and welcome to Oxcast. We've got a lot of different stuff for you this week. We've got music and art, installations and dance and some comedy. Mm-hmm. Yes. So let's get straight into it. With a festival, Audiograft. This is an annual festival of contemporary experimental music and sound art.
It does sound really, it's almost like a sort of parody description of a festival someone would write, isn't it? But I think it sounds amazing.
It does. It's coordinated by Oxford Brookes, sort of curated there. And
the best part. It's curated by Oxford Brookes' Sonic Arts Research Unit. Which sounds fantastic.
That is good. Sounds quite Doctor Who. It's made up of musical events and exhibitions and installations. And some of them just sound so wacky in a really good way. For example, there are listening walks, which are basically walking tours, as far as I can make out, where you are taken around the city. And there's one where you listen to the sounds of the city and how our perception of them impacts on us sort of individually and socially. And in some cases, they are recorded and then played back louder, sort of amplified, so you can hear the sounds you might not necessarily always pick up when you're just walking around on your own.
That sounds fantastic.
It does.
And a really great way of making you kind of look or perhaps listen twice to a city we otherwise kind of don't really pick up on that much.
Yes. And there's another one where you're encouraged to make your own sounds as well. So one where you just listen to them and one where you're sort of encouraged to find musical instruments in the city, I guess. So
okay. Are we talking sort of finding a saxophone lying on a street corner or more in sort of using yourself and the city as a musical instrument?
I'm sure if you happen to find a saxophone, that would be great. But I think more in terms of running things along railings and that kind of thing. Finding the natural sounds inherent in the city. So it's recording devices are provided for that. So it sounds really creative.
That's brilliant. And when does that run?
It runs until the 3rd of March, which is Sunday.
Brilliant.
And some events are free and some you need to buy tickets for. But details of all those events are available on audiograft.com.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, it must be festival season here in Oxford because Dance in Oxford Festival opens this Friday. So it's Oxford's own original dance festival. Lots of performances, and there are some fantastic things, like there are dance taster workshops running on lots of lunch times and sort of after work and stuff. And they genuinely do cover absolutely everything. There's tango, there's Zumba, waltz, even hip hop dancing. But there's also some really creative and unusual public events in a sort of similar way, I think, to the Audiograft Festival. So there is a digital dance trail which you can download. Well, you download it onto your smartphone or your tablet, and then you go on what they call an augmented reality tour of Oxford. So you're walking around, you're looking at all the usual sort of, you know, city streets and the nice lovely locations in Oxford City Centre, but then if you look through your smartphone's camera or your tablet's camera, you will see projected essentially onto these streets a performance which they recorded there.
I heard about that with the dance troupe that you suddenly see on Corn Market or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you're walking down Corn Market, busy day, look through your tablet, and there in the middle of an otherwise busy crowd, presumably, are a bunch of dancers. I think it really is a really fascinating way of bringing kind of public art, public dance into the city in an accessible way, because after all, it's not like you can have a dance performance on Corn Market on a busy Saturday lunchtime.
Amazing, that's such a good idea.
It still sounds really fun, and there are some other really weird things, like there's an interactive dance film in Bond Square. I'm not 100% sure what that is either, but they've called it Digital Prisoners. And basically what they're going to do is they take two strangers walking around the square, and they're going to project their silhouettes, who will be performing a dance duet based on the movements of those two people. Sounds very weird, but surely worth a look. And those are free, but there are also some paid performances, and you can share the full listings on danceinoxford.co.uk.
That sounds fascinating. Going a little bit back in time then from all this sort of amazing modern technological stuff.
Would you even say we're going Bach in time?
Possibly, yes. There is a concert on Saturday. It's called Bach Before and After.
Before and after what?
Before and after Bach.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's Bach's music. It's a collection of motets by Bach. So sung choral compositions, and also by some of his predecessors who he was influenced by. So Schütz and Kuhnau. And by some later composers as well, who were influenced by him, such as Brahms and Villa-Lobos. So you can see the progression of the music.
Oh, right, okay.
Through a sort of century and a bit. And so, for example, in Brahms, you can see the quite classical, baroque style, but then he's trying to push that into the romantic era as well.
Right.
So that should be quite interesting.
It certainly sounds fascinating. What when's that on, sorry?
That's on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And it's in Queen's College Chapel, and it's sung by Queen's College Choir as well.
Wow.
And it costs £15 or £12 for concessions, or £5 if you're a student. So that's a good deal.
Good deal for students. Okay. Well, I've got something. Now I feel remarkably lowbrow, but I've got some stand-up comedy, I'm afraid. It's called Tony Law. He's performing in the Cellar on Monday night. That's the 4th of March. And the show is called Maximum Nonsense. Now, I really cannot recommend this guy highly enough. You may well have seen him on Nevermind the Buzzcocks or Have I Got News For You. He's having a little bit of a surge recently. But basically, if you've seen him once, you would know him because he's a big Canadian guy. He kind of tends to wear a sort of neckerchief and sort of big hair and a big bushy beard, and basically he is the most surreal, absurd comedy you'll ever see. It's very kind of self-knowing, it's very conscious. It's not, if you go along expecting sort of Jimmy Carr-esque one-liners or sort of easy punchlines, I'm afraid you are going to be disappointed. But if on the other hand you just want to sort of strap in and have almost kind of like the jazz of comedy, kind of improvisational, weird and absurd, I could not recommend him highly enough. Saw him in Edinburgh, absolutely loved him.
You're just going to think that I'm the serious one now, so picking it back down again.
Oh, come on, you've already gone bark. How could it become any more serious?
Well, there's a talk on Friday, which is organised by Al Jazeera English, and it's about Islam and the difficult questions surrounding its religious and political reality today. So
that is even more serious than bark. Well done.
So he's the questions being asked in this talk are things like, has Islam been hijacked by extremists?
Right.
Does Islam need reform?
Gosh.
Do critics simply encourage Islamophobia, or is there too little criticism to begin with? So it's hosted by Irshad Manji. She's a Canadian author and journalist.
Yeah.
And she's an advocate of the idea that Islam does need reform, that something needs to be sort of done to bring it forward. So that's interesting and possibly controversial. And that's on Friday, 7 p.m. for 7:30, so it begins at 7:30, and it's free, but you need to book places by emailing debates@aljazeera.net.
And where's that going to be on, sorry?
That's in the Oxford Union.
And I believe, you mentioned it is sponsored by Al Jazeera, but I believe it's also being filmed and will be broadcast afterwards on the Al Jazeera English TV network.
That's
which
right.
is obviously a big, important network. So there we go, a little piece of Oxford going out to the world. You could be part of it. Now, moving on, we've got some great theatre for you this week, actually. At least, hopefully, it might be great. It's the New Writing Festival, which is running this week at the Burton Taylor Studio. So it's providing a platform for aspiring student playwrights to have their work staged by some of Oxford's best student actors. So there are four brand new shows to watch. We sent along our Daily Info reviewer, Helen Ward, to get a taste of one. It's called New Beginnings by Dominic O'Keefe. And this is what she said about it. Basically, she said that it's kind of set in a sixth form boarding school. It's about a sort of 16-year-old on his first day in school. We've all been there, I'm sure, being the new kid. And basically, she said it's genuinely good. Like, I personally, not Helen, am known for occasionally knocking student theatre, thinking that maybe it's not worth going to. But in this case, she said that it's for a first full-length play, she said it's absolutely fantastic. It is the staging was excellent, an imaginative use of what she calls filmic techniques. We're back to Helen again. And an outstanding and completely believable performance by the main character, Boy. So there we go. That's one of the four shows on this week. The other four at the Burton Taylor are called... The other three at the Burton Taylor are called Roost, Bad Faith and Closing Time. Tickets for all of them are just £6, and you can see the details of all those showings on dailyinfo.co.uk.
And there's one more thing that we have to tell you about as well this week.
Opening this week at the Ashmolean is a new exhibition by Chinese landscape artist Zhu Bing. The show is called Landscape Landscript, and we sent along our editor, Miranda Rose, to get some information from the artist himself at the Ashmolean, and here she is with us. So, Miranda, is it good?
It's absolutely stunning, actually. I really, really enjoyed it. It was a great privilege to actually hear Zhu Bing talk about his own work. Yeah, it's a very interesting man. He's absolutely passionate about the environment, which is partly due to a time when he was much younger and sent off to the countryside during the Cultural Revolution to what he describes as an incredibly boring piece of land. So the exhibition is divided into three sections, mainly. There's the stuff from his very early youth, where he was trained on the Soviet model after the Western masters. There's lots of things like Millet in there, you know, that he's obviously copied very intently.
And these are all landscapes? These are
pretty much all landscapes, yeah. There's the occasional human figure in there, but landscape is his big thing. Landscape and language, which I'll talk about in a minute, are his big concerns. So there are just some beautiful little pieces in the Western style when he was a student, and they're drawn on wrapping paper with children's crayons because that was all he could get. At sub-zero temperatures up in this mountain in the middle of nowhere, so they're pretty stunning. And then when China opened up a bit, he was suddenly exposed to people like Andy Warhol, who's a big influence, and a lot of his stuff. It suddenly gets experimental, and you can see they've got they've got his sketchbooks there, with quite photorealistic sketches of the fields and the crops and the mountains and things. And those are those are just, you know, his normal artist sketchbooks. And then you've got things right next to notebooks that are abstracted from them. Suddenly the whole thing becomes much more, it looks almost like newsprint laid out, and then you realise actually it's a field with an aerial view and this very kind of crushed and skewed look to it. Everything's monochrome, by the way, which gives a definite flavour to the exhibition. But anyway, after that abstract stuff, it gets, for me, even more interesting, because he starts to really use language. And so you've got these beautiful pictures that are created by Chinese characters a lot of the time. So you'll have the crops in the field laid out with the Chinese character for that particular crop. You'll have a little house with the windows being the Chinese character for a window and the door being a Chinese character for a door.
So the images are actually made up of the character of the little pictorial character repeated over and over again.
Yeah, that just layered. It is just stunning. The centerpiece of the exhibition is four very big pieces at one end of the room, where, as a departure from what he normally does, he's actually traced the Chinese characters in red over the surface of the painting in black, so you can see, this is the character for water, and he's used the character for water to make the image of water, and you can see those very clearly. If you go to the exhibition, I'd recommend starting with those four big, tall paintings. You can't miss them. They're sort of the highlight of the thing.
So it's rather as though a Western artist sort of wrote the word wave
over and over again.
And this, of course, is why the show is called
Landscape Land Script, because this is his particular thing. He's also developed a way of writing English words as square calligraphy, like Chinese letters. It's really peculiar. It's amazing. And so you, a lot of his pictures have what you think is Chinese writing on them, and then you look closely and you realise that they're actually English words. Each square bit is a word.
That sounds fascinating.
It is amazing.
So is it a sort of? Would you say it's a sort of a trick exhibition? There's one trick that's repeated over and over again.
No. It's amazing as a retrospective because you can really see his development through. And I'll talk in a second about his latest stuff, which is amazing, and I like it even more than his middle period, I think. So it's definitely not a one-trick pony. You've definitely got a sense of a whole life. But the other thing that's really impressive about the exhibition is that it highlights his attention to the older Chinese painters, the masters of the Song Dynasty and so on. And so you have a lot of books of older Chinese paintings and then things that he's copied from them. So you'll find a mountain in a book from, I don't know, 1800 or something. From the bottom, you find a mountain in a book in front of you, and then on the wall is his painting with that mountain there, and then something else.
Oh, that's brilliant!
Shoved in. It's just gorgeous. So much thought has gone into.
So they've taken his modern art and then contrasted it to the fantastic collection of ancient art which the Yashmolean has,
and the Bodleian as well has contributed some things to that. And then his latest stuff, which I really love, is something called the Forest Project. He's very, very passionate about environmental problems facing us today, and what he did was go to Kenya and get loads of children to draw trees. And they've got the children's pictures of trees in the exhibition as well. And then he has created these fabulous Quentin Blake-style pictures based on the children's pictures of trees. The Forest Project pictures, which are dedicated to raise funds for environmental concerns, are just so captivating and colourful and lively. You get completely drawn into them. There's so much creativity in there. It's absolutely beautiful.
If you are interested, you can see pictures online on our website. There is a review up now with photos of these lovely, gorgeous artworks, and you can see the exhibition itself. The exhibition runs from today until the 19th of May at the Ashmolean. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day apart from Monday. And go along. The tickets are £6 or £4.
Which is a bargain, actually. It's a massive exhibition and it is really extraordinary. I'm very, very glad I saw it.
There we go. You heard it here first, folks. Anyway, thank you very much, Miranda Rose.
That's right. And if you liked the sound of that, Shubing will actually be giving a talk tomorrow. He's only in Oxford for 2 days. But tomorrow, Thursday the 28th, he will be speaking at the St. Cross Building at 5 p.m. giving a talk on The Sort of Artist I Am. If you like the sound of the exhibition, I would strongly recommend it. Anyway, I think that's all for us from Daily Info this week. This has been Oxcast.
And you can see more events by going on our website, dailyinfo.co.uk, or by following us on Facebook, liking us on Facebook even, or following us on Twitter.
That's right.
At Daily Info Oxford.
Anyway, I've been Alan Collinson.
And I've been Emma Pearson.
Goodbye.